Do you believe we will have an Indigenous Prime Minister in Australia? The statistics say most Australians believe this won't happen, but a campaign is aiming to change this. Eduardo Jordan spoke with Andrew Penfold, CEO of the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation, to find out more.
This week, the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation launched a campaign to promote more education in Indigenous children across Australia. The campaign, though, brought the attention of the public as it brings the question, do you believe we'll get an Indigenous Prime Minister? Andrew Penfold, CEO of the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation, joins us on The Wire to talk more about this campaign. Andrew, thank you very much for your time. And what's the aim of the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation and what's the aim of this campaign?
The Australian Indigenous Education Foundation provides scholarships for Indigenous children to go to high-quality, world-class boarding schools in Australia. And we started a few years ago with a $20 million injection of funds from the Commonwealth Government, which we were then challenged by the government to match with another $20 million. So that created a fund of $40 million to help us educate up to 2,000 kids over the next 20 years at some of the best schools in the country. And having established that goal well ahead of schedule, we're now looking at how we could expand that program because there's so much demand for more scholarship places from families and communities across the nation that and lots of schools who are really interested in being involved and coming in board. So we're trying to now increase our target to raise an additional $100 million and that would enable us to educate or to revise our goal to educate 7,000 Indigenous students rather than 2,000.
How did you come up with the idea of bringing an Indigenous Prime Minister to this campaign?
One of the things we were surprised to find out was that two-thirds of Australians think that we'll never see an Aboriginal Prime Minister in our lifetime. And the reason people think this is because people have been seeing for decades now that so much money has been spent by state and federal governments of all persuasions in all areas, but in fact there's very little progress being made in terms of closing the gap and advancement with Indigenous inequality. And so there's a lot of frustration in the community that, you know, people are feeling nothing works and nothing can be done and we're never making any progress. So what we wanted to do is to showcase our results to actually challenge that perception. So since we've been operating, we have over 90% of students on our scholarships stay at school and finish year 12. And this compares with a Indigenous national average year 12 completion of around 50%. So we've really overperformed the national rate there. And what we're wanting to do is to showcase this to the community to say there are things that are working, there is progress being made, and we've got really good runs on the board and really good results in order to demonstrate that. And we've used this Indigenous Prime Minister portrait, which was really kindly painted by a Archibald finalist, and it's a future gazing image of our vision, which is that we think that with world-class education and the best opportunities that Indigenous kids can have access to, the same as other children in Australia, we believe there can be an Aboriginal Prime Minister in our lifetime. And also we want the children we're supporting to have something to aspire to in terms of their own belief and their own attitudes, and that is that if you work hard and if you get a good education, you can aspire to any office in the land, even the Prime Minister.
This sounds really interesting, but coming back to the statistics, I mean, we've seen countries like Bolivia having an Indigenous president and some other countries across the world. Do you believe the idea of having an Indigenous Prime Minister in Australia will come true?
Absolutely, I do. And as you say, there's many, many places around the world where they have achieved this already. You know, over decades we've had these problems where there's a big inequality between Indigenous and non-Indigenous, and so we're trying to, as a nation, put in place programs and policies to address that. And I think this is one of the things that can really be used to help us in that effort, if that we ensure that Indigenous children in this country get access to good quality education, then of course the sky's the limit.
Andrew Penfold, CEO of the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation, thank you very much for your time. And if you would like to see more about this campaign, go to our website.